Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jason, I'm going to make you a guarantee tonight.
Yeah. I think I know where you're going.
The Orioles will not be no hit through the first six innings tonight. I promise you.
I was just telling you. I'm so glad they don't play tonight and I don't have to watch them. And I'm not even being facetious. So I need a break.
Well, Jacob Calvin-Meyer gets a break from being at Camden Yards. Orioles back in action tomorrow night against the Rays. Jacob, we heard interim manager Tony Mancelino talk about fatigue, guys pressing. He credited the pitchers that they've been facing, but facts are facts. They've been no hit through the first six innings of three of their past five games. This offense is completely floundering. What are you seeing?
Well, hey guys, first, just thanks for having me on. And it's important to remember that, you know, off days now can no longer be derailed by John Angelo's putting his foot in his mouth either.
So yes. Economic elasticity.
No, we've got people economic spraying elasticity. Hoses on people when a perfecto gets broken up in the eighth inning.
That doesn't happen in off days. That doesn't happen
That's
in
true.
Off days.
I'm just pointing out.
Right.
It happens.
Yeah, John Angelo also wasn't going to Davos and talking about the
sour cap.
Right, right. And most of his key hires are still in the organization. Whatever you thought of John Angelo's, his people have been empowered.
Yeah, underrated, some could say. Let's answer the question. So, Jacob Lass, that guy is basically a modern-day Sandy Koufax.
Yes.
Must be.
But listen, what Tony Mancelino said yesterday about Jacob deGrom is totally fair. Right, that was a dominant performance. Mm-hmm. Now, really good teams do, you know, sometimes beat a good pitcher, and this team did beat Max Fried, you know, just a couple days ago. But it is just difficult to not draw connections when you almost get no hit three times in 5 days. And this is the thing that I think most of this fan base understands, and frankly, most of the people who even cover this team understand, is that it's not about yesterday, it's not about the past week, it's not about the past couple of months. It's about the fact that this has been going on for a year, right? This no-hitter thing isn't the past week.
No.
It's not this season. This has been going on since basically last July 1st, okay? This happened a lot in the last 3 months of last season, and it just makes you question, why is this happening so frequently, and what does it say about this team that it happens this frequently? Frankly, I don't know. I don't really have those answers other than the fact that maybe after a year of this, we might have to start considering if some of these players just aren't as good.
Amen.
as what we expected that they were going to be. And I don't even want to say individually of who those might be. It might just be a collective thing about the whole group. Injuries are a part of that. Some unluckiness is a part of that. But also just the fact that we've got a year sample now that this team is playing, you know, basically 450 ball, and we have to start questioning our priors.
So I'm going to ask you what I've asked a lot of people this week. Doesn't it just feel like the baseball gods are telling these people in the warehouse that you built what you built, you are what you are? Now, you know, you got to scrap together catchers. Like, we used to bemoan the decline in Adley's defense. I mean, he's Johnny Bench compared to what you made us watch the other night with Sanchez. And actually, every time he catches, what you make us watch. Like, you know, a lot of guys still can't field their positions. Like, you can't hit good pitching. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. This idea that like there's some outcome other than selling what you can sell to get better for the future continues to blow my mind, and especially with what's happened in the last week. Like the catcher can't catch the ball. Who are you fooling?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, this is a, I think, you made your bed and sometimes you have to lie in it. And that doesn't necessarily have to always be a bad thing. But listen, this fan base had hope in 2021. And in 2022, because of what they thought that this team could be because of the young core, right? And the front office fully leaned into, hey, we're going to be really good for we're going to be able to have sustained success because we have this group of really young, really talented position players who we're all going to be paying $750,000 to. The problem is that over the past year, Jordan Westberg has gotten hurt multiple times. Colton Cowser has gotten hurt. Adley Rutschman has both underperformed and gotten hurt. Gunnar Henderson's power has disappeared. Jackson Holliday, you know, despite the fact that this has been a really encouraging season for him, I believe his on-base percentage as a leadoff hitter is under 300.
Correct.
And he's one of the worst defensive second basemen in baseball.
Correct.
And he's 21 years old, so I don't want to, you know, nobody should be overreacting to that.
Right.
Or really any of the things that I've said thus far. But you combine all that with the fact that it was an underwhelming offseason and the trade deadline has basically been a coin flip for Mike Elias, and you look at it and you go, okay, it's not that surprising that they're 77 and 92 over the last however many games.
Well, and the Jackson thing, I want to drill down on for a second, because at a point where I'm like, you know, maybe we could move him around a little bit and try some different things. You know, he hits the ball hard a couple times and Mangelino comes out and says he's our leadoff hitter till 2027. Like, I don't know how that benefits a 21-year-old kid. You know what I mean? Who's going to have ebbs and flows, who's probably going to be pitched differently in the second half of the season, especially if you think he's getting 5 plate appearances a night, because now this organization is just married to that no matter who we're facing, he's our best leadoff guy. Like, I don't get stuff like that. I don't get why we don't manage expectations, especially after you overhyped a lot of these kids. And why, you know what I mean? Like, why that's what they think they need to say when they finally see somebody having more success than maybe some thought.
Yeah, before I answer that, I just want to address one thing about the previous question that I wanted to include.
Oh, sure.
Each of those players individually, like I think that the bullish case for them is probably stronger than the bearish case. Maybe except for Heston Kerstad. The rest of these guys, I do think that there's probably more chips on the table for the upside here than the downside. But there's more chips on the downside than there was a year ago, and I think that's the concerning part. To the Jackson Holliday question, listen, I found the comment that fans loved about Jackson Holliday being the leadoff hitter for the next 5 years, except for the fact that it's kind of hilarious that he just said 5 years because. Yeah. Of what this, you know, but to ignore that fact of it is the fact that Jackson Holliday's been good this season, and that's encouraging, and it's like really important because it looked bad at times last year. And Tony Manzolino said it was ridiculous how much people jumped on the kid for having a tough couple weeks when he first got here. But to your point, I don't think maybe he shouldn't be leading off because his walk rate is like 3%.
Exactly.
And like, it's Because, like, listen, it's difficult to, like, work long at-bats and walk a ton when you're this young of a player, which is why players like this typically don't lead off.
Yes.
Like, if you need to swing at every first-pitch fastball to have success, maybe you shouldn't be leading off, and maybe you should be hitting seventh or sixth or whatever. Because just, listen, I understand a lot of this is, like, Holiday was moved to the leadoff spot. Important to note that he was moved to the leadoff spot and made an everyday player by Brandon Hyde, which happened in early May. People love to ignore that fact as well. Neither here nor there. But he was moved to the leadoff spot because of the fact that there were a lot of injuries, and he was really the only guy that was performing.
Right.
But imagine if you snap your fingers and actually everybody gets healthy. Like, let's say right after the All-Star break, everybody's healthy. Adley's back, yada, yada, yada. Almost everybody is healthy, probably, except for Ryan Mountcastle. I don't understand how you can, and let's say Jackson in that scenario is performing to the same level he is now, which is a 720 OPS, a super low walk rate, but with a little bit of pop. I don't understand why you put that guy as your leadoff hitter, just in my view, because you've got Henderson, maybe Rutschman, definitely Westberg, probably Calder, and then a few other guys that you would probably say are better offensive performers than that guy. So, and over this same stretch where Holiday is walking 3% of the time and has an on-base percentage of .299, Hunter Henderson's getting on base at like a .470 clip.
Yes.
Like, maybe that guy should be your leadoff hitter. I don't care about lineups. I don't care about the construction of them. Like, it really doesn't matter to me. But it's just like, after a good game, to just be like, oh, this is your leadoff hitter for the
precise
rest of the time.
Precisely.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not so sure about that. And now he's like kind of boxed himself in a little
bit.
Because, like, how can you move the kid out of the leadoff spot if he goes on a slump for five games? It's like, what are you going to do at that point?
We're speaking to Jacob McAlpin-Meyer, covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Jacob, let's end with this. We were just doing a quick preview of the Rays series, and I think the biggest storyline heading in is Zach Eflin and Tomoyuki Sugano, and these are two possible trade chips for the Orioles a month from now, but they've both been in downturns, a really bad downturn in Eflin's case. Can that duo turn it around?
Yeah, I mean, they need to, both because the only chance that this team has at all of getting back into this thing is they got to have a great next 4 weeks. You know, they got to go whatever 18-8 or something in the next 4 weeks to even maybe convince the front office not to sell some of these guys. And they can't do that unless those two guys are pitching well. And then if they can't get back on track, you probably want to trade those two guys. I think there's a pretty strong argument that those guys might make the most sense to trade at this deadline. No need to get into that of why maybe they make more sense than Mullins or Hearn. But it's just you would in theory want to trade those guys, but you guys are looking at it with the way they're pitching, like Eflin, there's either something like, is he tipping pitches? Mm-hmm. Is there something mechanical? He had the injury. It's just very uncharacteristic for like the way that he's been pitching. And then Sugano, it's like, I think in the back of every team's head when acquiring him is like, oh, are the wheels going to start falling off here? Because it's his first year pitching in Major League Baseball. He isn't really used to a five-man rotation. I think he only threw like 130, 140 innings last year in Japan. And so is that really a guy we want to give up prospects for to see how he's going to pitch in August and September? Additionally, guys like that who are striking out, you know, 12% of batters or whatever Sugano's striking out, they're typically not going to get you a lot at the deadline anyway. And so whether it is and you can throw Mullins into that group as well, by the way. He's hitting like 140 since he came off the IL from his injury. And so they need these guys to get back on track, not just for their trade, you know, not just because they need to win these games, but also for their trade value. And just one other note, just because now that we're on the trade topic, is Sir Anthony Dominguez might be the guy, like the underrated guy that are definitely going to trade. And because he looks great, he's you know, has done this for a long time, has playoff experience, and now he looks like a platoon neutral guy. So his value like shoots through the roof now that he can get lefties out. And so you might want to look at it and say maybe trade him before he had the downturn, because it's just it really has not, in a season where everything really has not gone their way, a lot of these guys not performing well leading up to the deadline is just another factor in that.
He's IA Hall of Famer Jacob McAlpin-Meyer. Jacob, thank you so much for your time and enjoy your off day.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it. We got one more break to go before we turn it over to the Fresh Take with Beltway Ben Hall and Cordell Woodland on 105.7 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.